Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Breton. I go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there's the down, everybody's favorite, but down cousin Benadryl Shane over here. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Sounds like the morning's been taking its toll on you.
No, the golf course took its toll on me, man. I got attacked by yellow jackets. And I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but I'm not the what you would call an athlete. So when those mother, whatever, started to get me, I had a long journey to that golf cart. You know what I'm saying? So bear with me. I'm on my second round of Benadryl right now, but I think I'm good now.
Wait, so are you allergic?
No. No, thank okay. God.
That, you could have been dead, right?
I would have died on the second hole, you know?
Now, what if somebody dipped those bees, hornets, whatever it was, in cinnamon?
I mean, that's what it felt like, you know, because I was like, well, I might as well eat some Cinnabons, you know, so now, since I'm swelling already.
Wait, so were you out there golfing alone or with a group?
No. It's funny. Well, it's not funny, but I think I'll look back at the story and find it funny. So me and a buddy of mine went golfing, and actually it was his ball that went off the fairway. So we're down there looking for his golf ball. He finds it. So he reaches down to get the golf ball. When he reaches down, he grabs his back. So I was like, damn, he just blew his back out. You know, so I know we're getting older, but that one kind of caught me off guard. And then all of a sudden he grabbed the back of his neck and I was like, oh, he's getting bit by something. About that time I looked down, I saw a hole that big and these guys coming out. And I said, oh my gosh, I haven't ran since the 90s, Mike. I took off. And thank God he didn't take the golf cart, because as soon as I got in there, and it would be the slowest fucking golf cart, I got the pedal down. It's just like, you know, but finally took off, man. And I got away from it. But I think they're girls that bite. So they got me good on the side of my arm here.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, you know, they always say, if you see a bear or something,
yeah,
you don't got to be faster than the bear. You just got to be faster than the other people. So you'd be a good person to be out there with, and the bees chasing. I know I'd be safe.
I pushed him out. I was like, you know, there's only one. I mean, if we're both in the golf cart, we'd still be there, Mike.
Oh, man. Well, I hate to hear that for you. I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
But I think I know how to cheer you up.
How's that, man?
A mailbag.
Yay, absolutely. Oh, man, I thought you were going to say we were going to be invited out to eat somewhere, Mike. But, hey, mailbag is just as good, and I appreciate all the cousins got some great questions, I'm sure. And, yeah, come on in, family. Let's have some fun. This is my favorite show, just kind of laid back a little bit. So I appreciate all the cousins taking time to ask us a question.
Right, and our favorite cousin, Shane.
The legend.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gifted a membership, Shane. He always shows up, no matter if it's morning, afternoon, evening, emergencies, coach got fired, coach got hired, don't matter. Yeah. JR's there, and he just gifted Shane to James Ellis. James,
welcome to the family.
We appreciate you, buddy, and we appreciate SEC Sean, who just gifted 5 memberships.
Oh, baby. Thank you, cuz.
One for every sting bite Shane got. Shout out to SEC Sean. Shane, he gifted Reese Bard.
Yeah.
Levi Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
Ballyhoo to you. What a cool name. Michael Frazier and Dirty Draws. That was Shane with them bees.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of SEC Sean. Dirty Draws. And then, oh, not to be outdone, Shane. Yeah. Brandon MacGyver.
Oh, I could have used you, MacGyver.
He gifted to Fletcher Boy. Fletcher Boy,
welcome to the family.
Hey, one thing I had a thought here.
Yeah.
I've been having this thought a lot here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to throw up the schedule real quick. I know this is a mailbag show.
Yes.
This isn't a prediction show. But could you make the case, Shane? I saw Separation Saturday, but they've been calling it.
Yep.
Some people have been misspelling it, but some people have been saying it. How about this? Instead of separation.
Yeah.
What about fraud alert Saturday? Mizzou on fraud alert, perhaps. Texas, fraud alert. Hell, maybe even Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They can't handle these big dogs. A&M? Buddy, if you can't beat Billy. Billy, I saw Mike, shout out Michael Riley. We got a question from him in the mailbag.
Yeah.
If you can't beat Billy, you're a damn fraud. You can't beat Billy at home, especially. That's what I should have said. LSU, I think, is on fraud alert. Tennessee, big old fraud alert.
Whoa.
And even Georgia. I mean, all these and maybe even I won't throw Alabama quite into that because Mizzou is like unbeatable at home. But at every game, you can make a case. A team's on fraud alert. Do you think that's fair?
I would say at least four teams are on fraud alert, you know, maybe five, that, in my opinion.
Mm.
Not Tennessee.
I'm sorry, go ahead. If Tennessee loses this game, they are, in my mind, they are officially a fraud.
Yeah, and I just got reminded, too, I've got a barbecue sandwich bet on this one. So,
If I recall, and this is the one bet you were very open towards.
I think I made it.
however many points Arkansas wins by, let's say they win by 10, you have to eat 10 barbecue sandwiches. 10
barbecue sandwiches, absolutely. And it could be done. You know, if I have to do it, I'll do it. For the pod's sake, you know?
You know what it should be, though?
What? Don't say walking. No more walking.
No. Like, if Tennessee wins by, like, 14.
Yeah.
Whoever bet you that.
Yeah.
They should give you, like, $14 to Buddy's Barbecue or something.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we may need a little donation because I need to find little. Now, hopefully, I won't have to do this. I mean, I'll do it, but I really hope it's not like a lot of sandwich if it is, you know what I'm saying? Cause for like 14 sandwiches, could you imagine how long that would take? I couldn't do it on the show. I'd have to stream it. Maybe like a live show. We just stream it. Oh my gosh. I could do it. I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
I know the cousin's thinking like, listen, his mother, you know, he'll be fine.
Man with the plan says Shane's starving next week. Hey, shout out to
Junior.
He's back with a vengeance, Shane, because he's feeling them gators. He gifted Bradley.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Junior. And then Michael Riley, shout out $2. Which Billy shows up? Buyout Billy, Sunbelt, or bye week?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, Michael. Which one do you? I'd rather ask a Florida fan. Which one do you hope shows up? Do you hope Buyout Billy shows up? Sunbelt Billy? Or do you hope that this is scared money don't make money, Bailey? You know, I just, which Billy are you rooting for here?
I mean, they could still turn it around.
Yeah.
If they're capable of beating A&M, which is number 6 in the country, I believe.
Yeah.
On the road. I'm not saying they're winning out, but they could beat any of these teams, don't you think?
Absolutely. Where's Liquid? Here's Liquid. Let's see what he says. I hope we run the table. They're back, baby. They're back. The Florida Gators are back.
And then this other Gator, he says, what's your issue with Tampa being media days? I was disappointed by your disappointment.
No, I wasn't
disappointed. Shane's all about it, but I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's stupid. When I think of SEC, I just don't. Tampa's like one of the last cities that I think about. It's like in the middle of. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with. Here's what's going to happen. Their media people are not going to go. Mm. And anytime they like make it to where there's like less people there.
Yeah.
I think that's foolishness.
Well, they have no reason not to come to our booth then, because we will be there, Mike. And I think. If this is going to be a travel ban, which they've done with the NFL draft, and I appreciate that, but my experience, there needs to be more fanfare because this should be everybody's event. Right. Not necessarily needing the coaches to come out there, but, you know, it wouldn't be bad to have an ESPN set outside, you know, down there in Tampa like they did down in Destin, you know what I'm saying, where the fans could be a part of it. So, now, if that's the case, then I'm all for it because there's a lot of fans of the Southeastern Conference that lives in that area or can get to that area, you know, so I'm all for it.
Right, but see, they're not even going to do that. So why? So why the hell would you do it in Tampa? You know what I mean?
I'm firing off some emails. We get done here. They did it in Nashville. I don't know why they can't do it there.
Yeah.
If Nashville just keeps doing it, then let's just keep having it in Nashville. They want it. They're begging for it. You know?
Right. It's right down the street.
Yeah.
They're making it hard for me to justify to go down there. Hell, yeah. I'm not even committing to going to Tampa.
I'm going, with or without you.
It'd probably be better without me. All right, let's get into the damn mailbag.
I'll tell Steven that there's some Texas players going to be there.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Loaded mailbag. Shout out, Cousin Kyle, loyal Aggie. He's been with us for years. Shane, he's an official cousin. Official cousins always get their questions answered on the YouTubes. Texas A&M's main issue last year was finishing. Let me throw up our schedule here. Was finishing. Da-da-da-da. With the Aggies having a very difficult late season stretch featuring at LSU, at Mizzou, South Carolina at home, and the finale with evil Texas in Austin. What specific changes do they need to close better, essentially, and make the playoff?
For me, Mike, it'd be not overlooking some of these dangerous football teams, right? I know Florida, you're not really overlooking since they beat Texas, you know, at the Swamp. But if that wouldn't have happened, you better damn believe that they'd been overlooking the Florida Gators here. They'd be overlooking those Arkansas Razorbacks with Bobby P begging to keep his job. I feel like that's the problem. It's like, hey, now we're focused on LSU. No. You got two quality SEC opponents that can very well knock you off. So for me, Mike, it's that old cliche, one game at a time. That's the approach we got to have, and keep fixing the mistakes, because you've made them. You made plenty last week against Mississippi State. They may not be as forgiving against the Florida Gators.
Yeah. And for me, I think it's all about the defense, because I believe it was Steven and I, we were discussing, you know, they played Jackson Arnold,
yeah,
and they played Blake Shapen. I think it's fair to say they would be, I'm not saying they're like horrible quarterbacks, but you'd probably put them in the bottom of the bottom half, I should say, of SEC quarterbacks. And we got, now DJ, you can make the case he's in the bottom too, but he sure as hell looked like a top half quarterback last week. If that's a DJ you're getting, then you're getting Talen Green, perhaps a healthy Garrett Nussmeier, Bo Prabula, Lenora Sellers, and this doesn't hold water with Arch, but by November 28th, he'll probably be got it. But the point being is we got to get this defense, which is already, I think, turned the corner. They got to keep doing it. I think that'll be what's critical to not faltering off, because I think our toughest test for this defense is yet to come. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. It makes perfect sense. And I feel like, not to say fraud alert or anything like that, but again, I guess you could say this about a lot of SEC teams, but we're really figuring out how good or bad some of these ball clubs are. And I feel like this is a true test for Texas A&M. Just where exactly do they fit in this conference?
Hey, look what he said. He would like to clarify, Shane. He wants DJ to succeed, not Billy. Can't have one without the other, though. And then shout out Old Base. He said, that's a long ride for Shane's dirt bike. Remember that dirt bike clip? Hey,
Steven.
Showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide.
It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. Trying to see who he gifted to here. Da, 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 da. Come on, YouTubes. Can't find it.
James says, Cousin Shane's new name is Sting.
Here we go. I got it. 25, the Maximus. 25.
Welcome to the family.
And then SEC Sean, he's back with another one, Shane.
Yeah. Come on, Sean.
Another one. Shout out. He gifted Heartbroken Hog.
Oh,
heartbroken.
Welcome to the family.
Maybe that'll fix your broken heart. You know what?
Damn, I didn't know Sam got on YouTube.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Shout out, Cousin Eric Jones.
Yeah.
What do you think about Arkansas and how they'll do with Bobby Petrino as interim coach and new defensive coordinator? And he's a Tennessee fan, so he's specifically, I think, talking about the Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on how Arkansas will look with their new look staff and no more Sam Pittman.
Well, you know, I talked about this morning on a wonderful show called SEC Hangover. So you're not going to watch it, but go over and get a thumbs up. And I talked about some of the last coaches fired in the Southeastern Conference. And it feels like some of these teams got a buzz right after that coach left. And then I started looking at it, and I was like, Cadillac got a buzz. But other than that, not a lot of other interim buzzes. So I don't think this is the same situation, obviously, with Bobby P getting another opportunity to be a head football coach here at Arkansas. The gloves are off, right? And I feel like, obviously, this offense has been very successful up to this point. It's made a few mistakes here lately, but Bobby doesn't have to answer to anybody. He can absolutely cut this loose, and I expect that to be the case. The problem is he cut some defense loose, defensive coaches in particular, and I feel like that is the biggest concern when you go to Neyland, one of the loudest venues in the country. This place is going to be rocking, and I feel like that is an advantage for those Tennessee Vols. So I'm not saying that Vols are just going to, you know, curb stomp them here, but I do think that you've got to take advantage of a new look on defense, and if Tennessee does that, they should be fine.
Hey, shout out Razor Bass. Comment of the night so far, Shane. Bobby, mother effing Petrino, going to be dealing in pork sammies for cousin Shane.
Oh, man. It's going to be good seeing him on the sideline. I just hate that it's against the balls. But, you know, I forgot how feisty he was, especially with the officials. In fact, he talked about it. You know, he's usually – that's kind of part of the reason he was in the box this whole time is so he didn't have to deal with the officials down on the sideline. So I'm looking forward to those close-ups.
Yeah, and here's the deal, Shane. These are fun narratives. Fired coaching staff and yada. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. Oh my God, Shane. It's the same damn players.
Yeah.
They didn't get any free agents during the bye week that I'm aware of. I don't care if they got damn Vince Lombardi, Bill Belichick, and Nick Saban in the off week. It's not gonna fix the issues that are there, particularly on the defensive side of the football. So I think this is all overblown, and I think Arkansas is in for one hell of a rough outing, like you said, in Neyland Stadium. So maybe if this was in Fayetteville, maybe a little bit different story.
Yeah,
I think we're asking a lot here, and we're just, you know, I think we're clinging to Bobby P gonna ride in on this motorcycle and save us. But I think by Saturday night they're gonna be like, all right, that was fun. Who the hell's the next coach? Because it ain't this guy. You know what?
Yeah. It does feel like it's kind of teed up to go one way or the other. It's like extreme. Like, Bobby P's our guy, or like, do we have another interim coach that we can do?
And so just bear with me here. Again, official cousins, you always get your question answered. Cousin Neil, similar question here, Shane. A new look, Bobby Petrino off defense.
Yes.
The number one thing Bobby will do is find Joey Aguilar's weakness and exploit that on national television. How will the Arkansas defense be improved? Just by lining up and running to the football, ? And are you guys humble and ready for another loss?
I don't know if you just could watch film in week and say, you know what? I know exactly what their weakness is. I don't know if that's the case, but I do think what you will see is aggressive play calling. So don't be surprised if you don't see an onside kick or, you know, going for fourth down. You know, what do you got to lose? You're playing with house money here. And that's maybe the difference that you would see in this coaching scheme compared to Sam Pittman.
Right. And here's the tricky part. I'm not sitting here making excuses for anybody.
Yeah.
Arkansas defense was a travesty this year. Mm-hmm. Again, I still think that's more the players than the coaches. Because I know it's bad memory for you, Shane, but these Arkansas fans should be well aware, after last year, Pittman came out and said, hey, this was all Travis Williams, defensive coordinator. Yeah. He won. I think they're called Football Scoop. They hand out like National Coordinator of the Week awards.
Yeah.
Travis Williams. Again, I'm not saying he's like the best ever, because I think the defense would have been a little bit better. But the guy that schemed up how to stop Heupel last year, you just kicked his ass out the door. So yeah. I think this may have been the wrong week to kick him out the door, because I don't know that the next coach, you know, has that same blueprint, if that makes sense. So
it's a good point.
I really think, again, I think I hate to tip my picks here, but I think this is a horrible, horrible matchup for Arkansas, other than Tennessee's defense is not good either.
Yeah.
So if you can score 40 or more, you can win this football game. That's yes. But because you ain't holding Tennessee under 30, I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still going to be a fun game.
Right. All right. Shout out Cousin Thor. Oh, Shane. Another Bobby Petrino question.
Them hogs coming in, huh?
I'm knocking them out all the way here, Shane. How many games do you think Bobby P needs to win to be considered to be the permanent head coach? And how about this, Shane? So this, we had Nick Roush on the show the other day. He said, hey, I'm seeing a path here. Not for Tennessee, even though he likes to bash Tennessee. He said they're going to lose to Tennessee.
Yeah.
But if he can flip A&M, first time it's at home in over a decade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn could be in shambles. State could be in shambles. No, maybe not shambles, but just beaten up.
Yeah.
You get on a 3-game winning streak, there's your ticket to get momentum, and you go into the bye week. You know, so I'm kind of with him on that, but I think even that, if you get your teeth kicked in by Tennessee, LSU, and Texas, which those are two of your big rivals, and then Missouri at the tail end, which you don't consider a rival, but the SEC does. The point being, you can't just, you know, rattle off 3 wins and then lose to all your rivals and then be like, here's the job, Bobby P. So I think he's got to do what Roush said, go on a 3-game, win 3 of the next 4.
Yeah.
And he's got to win one of the final 3. So in a roundabout way, I guess I'm saying he's got to win 4 games to keep the job. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I was Googling what shambles means, because I, you know, honestly, now that you said it twice, I don't think I've really understood what it was. So shambles is chaotic, disorderly, out of hand. So that makes sense, but I don't know what the origin is. But back to your point, Mike, I feel like 4's the answer. And I don't necessarily care how we get there. If it's a Tennessee A&M, I mean, preferably for him to keep the job, I feel like it needs to be later. But, you know, then again, we're already interviewing coaches for the next job. So if it gets too late, then they may say, hey, we've already got our guy. It's too late. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if Bobby P's going to do it, he needs to win 4 and preferably the next 4.
And how about that? I don't know if there's any validity. Sometimes we just share what we're hearing, right?
Yeah.
There was and I'd say the name, but I literally don't know who he is. He could be totally bogus, but I don't think he was. But someone, I think it was like local there, they said that the Missouri offensive coordinator, Kirby Moore, was interviewed for the job.
Yeah.
During the bye week. So just, again, I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I just thought that was interesting.
Well, that's what I thought. And Alabama week, you know, it's like, this is what your offensive coordinator's worried about.
Well, Missouri was on a bye the week previous, so that's when they would have interviewed him.
Yeah. Nah, it's just fun talking about, you know, because if they have a bad offensive performance, well, if he wasn't Arkansas trying to get a damn job.
Hey, shout out Shane the old Storm Chaser.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to see. Okay, here we go. Storm Chaser, Shane. He gifted memberships, 5 of them. Edmundo Pinda. I hope I said that right. Aaron Joseph. Owen? I think it's Owen.
Yeah.
But he spelled it crazy. Eli Wilson and Jeff Jordan.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy Storm Chaser. I wonder if that's... Is that Josh Pate?
Josh Payne.
Hey, shout out Tony. Cousin Tony, Shane, give us $20, $8 to get some fries with that pool pour.
Yeah, pulled pork sandwiches, man. I hope we don't lose. I hope.
All right, a non-Arkansas question here.
Yes.
Cousin Tim Durden, official cousin. Official cousins always get their questions answered on the YouTubes. I really wanted to check out the watch party last weekend, but I ended up going to the game instead. Y'all ever going to make a trip down to Kyle Field? He says, first round's on me.
Yes. Yes, yeah. We are. It I'd won't be this season, there. But definitely next year we will. We're trying to get it worked out where we can take this band on the road. So I don't know exactly what game that will be, but I'm sure it'll be a marquee one. I would love to see a great game at Kyle Field. I think that would be awesome. Hell, every time we see Billy, that's all he's talking about. Hey, just come on. Just give me a heads up, and we'll get the party started. So it will happen. I don't necessarily see it happening this year, though.
Well, let me try to bring up the schedule here. Ooh. I think I figured that out. Next, who do you think A&M that was giving me this reaction? A&M's hosting in the SEC, and they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They get 4 home games.
Yeah,
in conference. Any idea who it is?
Texas.
Well, that would be a great one.
Yeah,
but it's not Texas that I was thinking of.
LSU.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara, Tennessee?
Yeah, they host Tennessee next year.
Oh, that's I'm so used to not playing Texas A&M, you know? That would be awesome. I mean, I what was it, 2 years ago? No, was it 2 years ago? 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago, right? We had the punt return.
Mm-hmm. That was in Neyland.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But that was that last year or year before? I can't think, man. Year before last.
That was Jimbo was the coach.
Yeah. Oh, Jimbo.
That was one of the last losses.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you. Liquid gifted a membership, Shane. Trying to figure here we go. To Pemberton Boys. Pemberton.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Got a new one here. Carla Joe just became a member. Carla, welcome to the family.
All right, on with the mailbag, Shane. Cousin,
let's do it.
Lucio. Mm-hmm. Can Ahmad Hardy run for 100+ on Alabama? He also wants to know what's your go-to moonshine. I don't know that I have a damn go-to moonshine, do you?
Growing up, there was like the real moonshine. This is before it got commercial, you know, before Tennessee Legend absolutely nailed it. And I think they stole the recipe from Newport. But prior to Tennessee Legend, there was the warm apple pie that in my wildest days, man, because in East Tennessee, in the county I live in, it's nothing to open up a fridge or freezer and see a bottle of moonshine. It was just, and usually they had cherries in it or, you know, some sort of fruit, you know, that, which honestly you couldn't even taste the fruit. It's just fire water, you know.
I was thinking that's the only fruit you touch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, trust me, I tried one of them little cherries. That was the first introduction to alcohol was a moonshine cherry. Briggs, thank you for that. And, but I will say that the, warm apple pie, when I had that, it blew my mind that that was alcohol. And I could see it didn't take me long for you know, I wasn't seeing straight. So that was my favorite growing up.
All right. And then the real question, can Hardy run for 100+ on MTAD?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I think so. Yeah, I think it will obviously will be a focal point for Mizzou to get that running game, keep that running game going. Kind of play some clock management and and if he doesn't hit 100, I'm not super confident that Mizzou wins the game. It's almost like that needs to be the point.
What about Jamal Roberts? Come on, just feed that beast. They got two beasts back here, Shane.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good point. You're a smart man.
You know who else is a smart man, Shane?
SEC Sean.
He's back again. This time he's gifted Jason Edwards. Jason,
welcome to the family. Golly, you can't hide money down there. Can't hide it.
You know where else you can't hide money?
Where's that?
Alabama, apparently.
Police showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa.
Hell yeah, Steven up.
Roll Tide.
Man, the cousins are in a gifted mood tonight, Shannon. We do appreciate it. Steven up, he is gifted jamming JK. Jamming.
Welcome to the family.
Yo, jammer. Yeah, I like this one. Thomas Roberts says, go damn Vols. Vols going to roast them hogs. Roasted hog, that sounds good right now, too, doesn't it?
Dude, don't get me started. We're not even at the food questions, Mike.
All right, how about cousin Sean Burnett, official cousin here. And this, I put this in the title because, you know, I think it's such a great question. Do you believe is the most wide open the SEC has ever been?
Yes. Yeah. I think the SEC really opened up when they did away with the divisions. But since we've done away with the divisions, this is this is the most parity I've ever seen. And this is why we're in October talking about separation. You know, we had these teams separated in September years past. We have no clue. And I'm not even 1,000% confident after this weekend that I could tell you who the SEC champion is going to be.
Yeah. Well, you call it separation. I call it fraud alert. But
potato, potato.
I think, and I want to give this guy credit because I think he does a hell of a job. And if I got downtime, I like to put his show on in the background. I think because I think he does such a good job. But old Neil McCready over there,
yeah.
With now he just switched. He's at 24/7 Sports, I think. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's got his own channel, and he said something because he had another great guest. That's what it was. I was listening to Gabe DeOrman,
yeah,
Power Mizzou. So they were talking about these games. And I thought he said something I thought was so valuable that it's just like a new age of college football.
Yeah.
And what you mean by that is with the NIL, with the transfer portal, everything, a good cutoff is like COVID.
Right.
Everything after COVID, hell, Ole Miss, Missouri's top three, or top three, top five in the SEC. Because Georgia and Bama are there too. So, but regardless, the point being, you know, it's we used to always be like, I still see it in the comments, Shane. Because I said earlier, I said that A&M can win the national championship this year. And people are like, it won from 1939. You know, like none of that matters anymore. This is like a new age of football. And we're seeing it in the SEC. Missouri could not win the Southeastern Conference 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Ole Miss sure as hell couldn't have won it 10 years ago. Those two might be the favorites to win it this year.
Yeah.
It's completely wide open. That's why Kirby's been bitching. That's why Nick Saban got out, because there are advantages of stocking talent and paying people under the table.
Yeah.
Now it's all out in the open. Now the talent is dispersed. And hell, I think, you know, the Big Ten lovers, you know, and rightly to an extent, have said, hey, you know, Ohio State is better. Because they're stealing some guys from the South. Oregon, same deal. So they have a couple of teams doing it, whereas in the SEC now, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
And it makes the whole thing wide open, and it makes it winnable for anybody. And I think you know, fans are not going to get their head around it until it actually plays itself out. But any of these damn teams can win the Southeastern Conference. I don't care that A&M's never done it. Yeah. They can do it this year.
Yeah, and we just hope the college football playoff committee gets it sooner than the fans do. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest concern that I hear, especially with the SEC going to 9 games, is, well, are we going to leave some of these really good football teams out? And I don't think that's going to be the case. I really don't. But I still have to see one more selection process and say, you know what, the Southeastern Conference is going to be just fine. So how does that, you know, play a factor in late November.
Mm-hmm. All right, shout out cousin Brandon Riley. Who are the top teams out of the SEC that will make the playoff? He wants from each of us.
Just any of them, or the top two that I think?
He just said, well, he says, Mike, who's your top SEC teams to make the playoff? Cousin Shane, who's your top teams to make that season, okay. to make the playoff. So, you know, if you had to pick, just do four or five.
Four or five. I don't know. Alabama. Texas A&M. Georgia. LSU.
Wow, LSU, huh?
Still got faith in them. Tennessee and Ole Miss.
That's six.
No, was it? Oh. Ah. Yeah. All right, Ole Miss or Tennessee?
No Oklahoma, huh?
Oh, shit. And no, Oklahoma.
I don't know if you did Missouri either.
Yeah, I did Mizzou.
I mean, you can't pick them all. You can narrow it down to four here.
I got to pick four. Right, four. Okay, fine. Alabama, Texas A&M, Oklahoma. No, drop Oklahoma. It's the schedule that I worry. And John Mateer's out. Ole Miss. I can't argue with Ole Miss. They just keep finding a way to win. And
so that's four then, right?
That was three. And then Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Easy. I think they got an easier path. I mean, they get past Alabama. They've got the toughest games at home, you know, except for the Swamp. And
if they get past Bama, yeah. They haven't won down there since 2003, I think.
Brother, I think right now what I'm just basing it on is scheduling. That's why I like Ole Miss. That's why I like Tennessee. That's why I like Mizzou, you know, because these are paths that can be made. And I think Alabama's playing out of their damn mind right now. So that's got to be a factor. And I don't know. Yeah. Let's go with that. What you got? Who's your four? I don't know.
Let me do nine first. My top nine.
It's so tough, man. It's tough.
I like Bama.
Yeah.
And A&M.
Yeah.
That'd be one and two.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably go. Oklahoma.
Really?
Yep, Oklahoma. Give me Oklahoma, number three. And then four, last chance. I'm going to go Mizzou.
Okay. All right, I'm in.
And I think even that doesn't really make sense because a lot of those teams play each other. So they're going to knock each other off, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because I'm looking at OU and A&M on that schedule. So, yeah, can't believe you hate Ole Miss. Weird. Weird.
Shout out Augustus. Will the committee give us extra loss if we lose a game with Hawkins? Boomer.
Well, you know, it is funny. I think there are a couple of teams, maybe two teams, that could win nine games and still get in. I think Florida is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that would mean Florida would win out.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to leave you out when you win eight in a row.
Exactly, exactly. And there's going to be several. And the other one would be South Carolina.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at there's not a top five. I mean, they have a top five matchup every week until November 22nd.
That would be – well, they did it last year, which was unfortunate, but dropped them. But, yeah, 9-3 – this 9-3, I think you're right. I think you'd put them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Any how other about, teams? 9-3.
How about Vanderbilt?
No. I mean, they've got 9-3. No.
If they lose Bama, Texas, and Tennessee all on the road.
It took so long for Vanderbilt to get top 25. No way they get that respect with two more losses. You know.
If they beat 10-2 LSU,
mm-hmm.
11-1 Missouri,
and then lose two games in a row,
and they beat 9-3 Auburn, they're in.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not. I feel like a 9-3. The only possibility that would happen is if it if you had the losses early in the season, you know? So, like, if Alabama would have lost to Florida State, Georgia, and even that's – I just don't see it happening just because their schedule's not as tough as some of these other ones right now.
Okay. Hey, shout out Rolls Royce, baby.
Out of the machine room. Come on, cuz.
Oh, hope everyone's having a great afternoon. One day closer to Saturday football.
Hell yeah. I love football. I love it. I absolutely love it. Can't get enough of it. And we're getting close, man. It's just we start talking about playoff predictions, and that'll be the next phase of this. So enjoy every damn game while you can.
All right, shout out cousin Forrest Whittle, Shane.
Yes.
What's more likely, Mizzou beats Alabama in a close game?
Yeah.
Or Alabama blows Missouri out again?
Do you have the close that top? You know, the one that you have Sam Pittman marked out on. Close wins. I think that will answer our question.
I don't have it. No.
Okay. I wonder where's Drink is on that list.
I believe he's number two or number one.
Well, then I would say
he's number two because Kirby's number one.
Close wins. Then I feel like I think more likely a close win
than Bama blowing them out.
Yes.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Shane. And he also said, well, we kind of already talked about this. Do you know if there's any, is I think he meant truth. Is there any something to the rumor Kirby Moore interviewing at Arkansas? I literally don't know. I just was repeating what I heard.
Yeah, I heard that too. But again, I don't know. I wasn't there. He didn't text me. I told him to. I said, text me when you get out of there. What was the cafeteria like?
Isn't that the worst when you would ask someone to text you and then they're just like, they just move on with just their life?
Completely ghost you. Yeah, been there. A few coaches out there. Mm-hmm. Now they hit the big time. They ain't got time for me.
Kind of like cousin Glenn Warsaw. We never have to worry about him, Shane. He's an official cousin. How many rushing yards from running backs will OU and Texas have in the Red River? Ooh, that's an interesting question, Shane. How many rushing yards? Now, again, from Texas can't run the ball with their running backs.
Right.
Oklahoma's kind of struggling to do it. They both have nasty defenses against the run. Both of their rushing offensive numbers are nasty in the wrong direction.
Yes.
He's asking for the number, but let's put the over under 80 yards combined for both teams.
Are you counting quarterbacks too?
Like no, sir. He's okay. Asking specifically running backs.
80, dude. I'm going under. I have not seen any life on as far as rushing attack from Oklahoma or Texas. And you under.
And their offensive lines are an issue.
Yeah,
That's the biggest problem I have with both these teams, really.
Yeah.
When they're on offense, is their quarterbacks are the running game.
Mm.
And that sounds great. Hell, John Mateer's already injured.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a running play.
Right.
You know, I mean, God forbid, I hope he doesn't get injured again. But good luck. Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Bama, Missouri, LSU. Where's the break? You do get a bye, but
yeah.
good luck. And then Texas even. Oklahoma, Kentucky, State, Vandy, Georgia, Arkansas, A&M. They got players too. You know what I mean? So the fact that we don't have much of a running game with our running backs, and that was a big thing. I mean, they're both paying high-end running backs.
Yeah.
In Austin and Norman. So I'm not putting it all on the running backs. I think a lot of that's probably on the offensive line as well. But
we've all worked with those guys too, right? They got paid all this money to come over, and you're like, and what do they do? Why is he getting paid so much?
Yes, we have. All right, shout out cousin Michael Riley. I told you he's got a question in here, Shane. If Florida gives the kind of performance the rest of the season, Mm-hmm. I think he means the performance against Texas, of course.
Yeah.
What is their record? Ooh, so let's throw up their schedule here. If they give the type of performance, and again, he didn't really clarify, but I think what he's saying, of course, is they're running the ball really well. DJ looks like the DJ we thought we were getting. Mm-hmm. And the defense, getting after the quarterback, forcing turnovers. You know, that's kind of the blueprint, I would imagine.
I know. 7-5. 7-5. And I'll give you a breakdown. 0.5 for A&M, uh-huh. one for State.
Yeah.
0.5 for Georgia, one for Kentucky, 0.5 for Ole Miss, 0.5 for Tennessee, and then one for Florida State.
Now, I'm not saying this is okay. Remember I told you I was thinking about stuff?
Yeah.
I was thinking about something else, too. That I don't know if you're ready for this, Shane. I don't know if you're ready. What if this team is not good? The Georgia Bulldogs. And I'm not saying they're not.
Yeah.
But should have lost Tennessee. They got outclassed by Bama. And then, you know, they look decent. They dominated Kentucky, but Kentucky's dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is our opinion of Georgia if they lose to Auburn?
They're a bad team.
I don't even know if I'd say bad, but I would say
they're not playoff team.
They're a average or slightly above average SEC team.
Yeah,
because that could be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, if I'm a Florida fan, that's how I'm looking at it. That we can beat that team.
Yeah.
If Florida plays like they did against Texas, they'll beat Georgia.
Yes. But you're right. The problem is I don't want to believe that because in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, Tennessee lost to that team. You know,
I mean, Tennessee might not be good.
Then they played close, should have lost to Mississippi State. Now I'm starting to think, you know, you're starting to go do that type math, and I don't like that, Mike. I don't like that type of math. But you are right. I feel like Georgia hasn't had that Georgia game yet where they just look like they're back, and kind of surprises me, especially with the weapons they do have on that football team.
And then, you know, Georgia also got destroyed by Ole Miss,
mm-hmm.
and then Alabama completely outclassed them for the first half last year, and then they made the crazy comeback, and we were sitting here saying, they're done, right?
Yeah.
And they whooped Texas ass twice and went to the playoff. You know what I mean? So I'm not burying Kirby and the boys. I'm just saying I think we're giving Georgia the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And this year, Georgia has not quite – I mean, they did win at Tennessee, so we got to give them that. But beyond that, this ain't – national championship Georgia. We should not be crowning them as such.
Is the other Kirby going to Arkansas?
Hey, SEC show.
Come on, cuz.
Try to see who he gifted to here, Shane, but old Moneybag Sean down there. He must own one of them oil rigs down there. You know what?
As Jimbo, he's back in it, baby.
He gifted Stephen L. Stephen L.
Welcome to the family.
That might be our friend Stephen Lassen. Checking it out. Hope you're well, Stephen. And shout out Crazy Carl Jerky.
Crazy Carl, what's up, cuz?
He gifted Tijuana, place he's been. Shout out Carl. Shout out Tijuana.
Welcome to the family.
How many trips you think Carl's made to Tijuana?
this month? I say at least once. At least once.
Oh, baby. Shout out Cousin Glenn Warsaw. He just gifted a membership, Shane, to Ricky Myers. Ricky, welcome to the family.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you, cuz.
All right, Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, and Michael Raleigh also had a follow-up. Yes. Why does it take Billy being on the scorching hot seat to coach like that?
My favorite picture is like pictures of Nick Saban, you know? This is Billy when his back's against the wall, you know?
Right. It's true, isn't it?
It is true, but, you know, I think momentum, I think the attitude of the player starts from the top down, and when they feel it, that's why you felt, I don't know, I felt more passion on the field. I felt more passion in the stands. So it was just a great football game for them Gators.
And if it is a one off,
yeah,
which I'm not saying it will, but let, you know, let's say they lose to A&M, they lose to State. I think you got to fire Billy immediately.
Yep.
I think we may look back, and again, I'm not trying to kick the Gator. I mean, they're on a cloud nine right now.
Yeah.
But I think we may look back and say, damn, I don't think old Texas was ready for the Swamp. The Swamp will get you. They've gotten many good teams. You know what?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked here. Jeez Louise says Shane could finally get that hair transplant. You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't ever, but I probably wouldn't, because I've seen some of these that come out and there's been more horror stories, and I don't know. I think I'm just going to face it. I'm bald. That's just what it is, Mike.
I could shave mine off and give it to you.
Thanks, man.
Hey, shout out. Hey, SEC Sean, I want to be the cousin picker. Reach out to me, Sean. SECpodcast@gmail.com. We got a spot, not this week, but we got a spot for you if you want it. So reach out to me. All right, Shane.
Yes.
I love this question from cousin Garrett Newell. If you had to bet your life on one team making the playoff, we can't do this nine teams again. One team, who are you trusting? And remember, if you get it wrong,
you're dead. Oh man, let me look at it for a second, because my life's on the line here.
And I would say you got to factor in, of course, scheduling and everything, right?
Yeah, everything. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Because your life's on the line here, buddy.
This one. This one, they got no losses right now. I'm not saying they're going to lose two, but let's just say it's on the road to Georgia and Oklahoma. Then that means they've got to win South Carolina. They've got to beat Florida at home. And then, of course, the Egg Bowl, which would be tough. But if I had to pick one right now, and I can't believe I'm saying this, putting my life on the line here.
Lane Kiffin, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, just Trinidad, the way he's playing right now. Give me some Ole Miss.
This is a bad year to put your life on the line.
Somebody's clipped this, and I'm getting shot as soon as they hit three losses.
I think if I had to, Shane, I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about any of these. Give me Bama. I like, you know, it's got nothing to do with them being my preseason pick, but just the way they're playing – the way the quarterback's playing.
Yeah.
I think they have awoken. And for whatever reason, I think losing to Florida State was the best thing ever happened to them. And Kalen DeBoer figured out how to get his head out of his ass or whatever and get this team firing on all cylinders, because their toughest games, aside from this weekend, all at Tennessee, LSU, Oklahoma, all at home.
Yeah.
They could lose this weekend. And I still like them to win the remaining games.
Yeah. Who asked this question again?
This would be cousin Garrett Newell.
If I die, Mike, and Lane Kiffin loses and doesn't make the college football playoff, please track this young man down. Put it on my tombstone.
All right. Shout out cousin David Chambers. He hates Marler. Throw that out there. God, he was on his ass the other day. He wants us to rank the SEC defenses. I don't know if we'll sit here and rank them all, but maybe, you know, who's the best of the best, you think, Shane?
Let's just do five, Mike. I'd say Oklahoma. And this is no order. I think Oklahoma, Texas A&M.
LSU.
I would put Auburn in there. I know it sounds crazy, but I'd put them in there. And then who would you put? I wouldn't put Bama. Who's your fifth one? That's the one I'm having a little trouble with right now. Ole Miss? No.
What if – I know this I know maybe this might Florida? Sound crazy.
Florida. Give me Florida five.
Florida, eh?
Yeah.
Carolina?
Yeah,
they can't tackle.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I think Florida's a good one. It's not their fault the offense sucks.
Yeah.
All right, now how about the five worst?
The five worst?
Arkansas?
Arkansas's definitely number one.
I think Tennessee's in the conversation.
Unfortunately, yes.
Kentucky?
Yeah. Vanderbilt. A lot of A lot of bend in that defense. Yeah. I mean, they gave up 5,000 yards this week. Okay. And then I'd say, who's number five? Texas? No, I'm just. maybe Ole Miss. They gave up. They've given up a lot of yards here lately. Yeah. They're a leaky D, you know.
That they are. Okay, so yeah, you got the five best and the five worst right there. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I like this one, Shane, from Cousin Colin Moore Magic. He's supposed to make us a table. I don't know where's that table, Colin. This was months ago. He promised us a table.
Take some time.
Well, that's true. He's probably doing it right now. I'm like, where's this table at? If Lane Kiffin were to stay six more years at Ole Miss,
yeah,
does he win the SEC or national championship?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Right. And again, this goes all the way. This is back to what I was saying. Could they do it?
Yeah.
Hell, 5 years ago. No, I don't think so. But I think it's more wide open than ever. I think he's got an elite coaching staff. He knows what the hell he's doing with it's like a mini NFL program down there.
Yeah.
And they certainly know what they're doing when it comes to, well, the whole operation of offense, but specifically quarterbacks. They always have a running game. I trust Pete Golding as one of the better defensive coordinators in the conference. So, yeah. And here's the thing. They don't like when I say this.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they defend it so much. They could have won the national championship last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I think they probably would have if they made the playoff.
Yeah.
And they didn't even make the damn playoff. But, you know, I don't understand why that upsets them, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Should have been in contention last year.
But the fact that they're in contention this year makes me think that it's more likely than not to happen over the next 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm not saying, like, fire his ass because you didn't win it.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in contention every year.
That's exactly right, man. You know, it's funny because my kid, she bought, what was it, cinnamon rolls, right? And I made it one day without getting it, right? One day. So I was close. I was there. I walked right past it. Didn't make it the second day. So I'm just saying it could happen anytime, brother. I don't know what the connection is there. I'm just saying it could absolutely. If it's there and if you keep showing 9-10 win seasons, there's going to be a moment where you get it figured out right there in November. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that is the funny thing. You know, we're all reactionary. We all go crazy over this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just go over the list, Shane, of like Kirby. Kirby was like a punching bag. He can't win it. He can't do it.
Yeah.
He won two of them. Jim Harbaugh, they were ready to run his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they cheated. The Ohio State coach, they wanted his ass gone. He won it. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like, point being, I'm fine with a guy. I mean, fine is maybe not the right word, but I can live with a guy being in contention every year. And not getting over the top, just keep chopping.
Yeah,
because trust me, as a Tennessee guy, you think the grass is greener. Next thing you know, you got freaking Lane Kiffin leaving in the middle of the night, and your program's in damn shambles. You know what?
Yeah, and they're trying to pitch me on Jeremy Pruitt, Alabama, great high school guy. Look, I don't like asparagus either. You know, Too Tall Paul asked. I hope you get to my question, Mike. Are we going to be able to get to Too Tall Paul's question?
Here it is, man. Official Cousins always get their questions answered, Shane, from Too Tall. What is your thoughts on Ole Miss winning their away games? So I'm trying to find the schedule here. Here we go. Here's the away games. At Georgia, at Oklahoma, at Mississippi State. What are your thoughts on Ole Miss winning its remaining away games?
They win two of them.
I was about to say, I think it's more likely they lose all of them than win all of them.
Oh, yeah. But I'm like, I can't do 1.5, so I rounded up and I picked two. So that's kind of where I'm at. Don't know exactly which one. I'm not committing to anyone, but I'm just saying, how do I feel? I feel like they drop one, possibly two, but I'm going to lean more toward the one side right now till I see different.
They're losing two.
Okay.
That's what I'd say.
Well, you know who we're not losing? CD. CD, welcome to the family. Also, we got a question. Boomer Sooner, OU is now favored over Texas by 1.5 points. What? I haven't checked the line here, so that means maybe our quarterback's thumb's doing all right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just ESPN that has that.
Yeah.
We covered that on the last, Stephen and I, but
yeah,
that would lead you to believe it. But none of the other sports books have done it.
No.
So well, I don't know what that means. And there's ESPN knows and no one else does, you know?
I do appreciate Boomer becoming official cousin. Boomer, welcome to the family. is it food time? Is it food time?
No, sir. Cousin Popeye.
Yeah.
Cousin Popeye Knuckles.
Chicken.
To be specific here. Mike and Shane, will you cousins be going to any games this season? The tortilla presser was curious.
Yeah. I think we're doing Tennessee, Oklahoma, aren't we? Or at least I'm thinking about doing it. I thought about driving over to Arkansas. I just don't have a ticket. Any cousins want to, you know, got maybe 2 seats they want to hang out with? Unless you want a tight spot, let me know.
I think it'd be awesome to go tailgate up for Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. That'd be fun. I'd
that's,
like to.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Come on, cousins. Who wants to hang out?
How about this one, Shane, from cousin Denny Hines?
Yes.
Would Alabama have to go 11-1 for Ty Simpson to win the Heisman? And if he did, what round does he get drafted?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do think that, I feel like, because there's so many other names floating around, not just in the Southeastern Conference right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like an undefeated, or I shouldn't say undefeated, a winning season, a winning stretch moving forward is needed for Ty to do it. But everybody recognizes how well he's playing. In fact, if you were to ask most people who the best quarterback in the country is right now, most of them are telling you Ty Simpson.
Hmm. Yeah, I think he's really good, but I don't know if he's like your front runner for the, I mean, maybe he is. Hell, I don't know, but
yeah.
I guess I would think so. So I think he'll lose steam if they drop a game, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
How about JD? War Damn Evil, watching football with Cousin Shane, drinking some Legend and eating frozen pizza.
Hell yeah.
That's my bucket list.
Come on, man. I got an extra seat.
Hey, how about this one, Shane, from Cousin Sean Burnett?
Yes.
What do you have to do to be a cousin picker? Again, reach out to us, thatsecpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll line you up a week to do it. That may be SEC Sean right there, now that I'm thinking about it. All right. Final one before the food question, Shane.
Yeah.
Because I know that's why you're here. from the community notes, what a name. How can Hugh Freeze have relative success at Ole Miss when he was there, but at Auburn he can't seem to have any? What would be the cause of that? And, I could go on for hours on Hugh Freeze. But first of all, he was cheating his ass off.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, that's pretty widely known, right?
Right.
They were getting these recruits, number one player from Illinois, number one player from Florida, Miami. And he publicly said, hey, if we're cheating, turn us in or whatever. Well, did they ever? You know, so first of all, he was cheating. And then here's the big thing, Shane. And hell, I've been screaming this from the mountaintops, and I don't understand why I'm like the only one over here saying it for a while, but I'm glad everyone's caught up.
Yeah.
Where's all this success he had at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
He beat Saban twice. I get it. That's awesome. He had a losing record. He had a losing record at Ole Miss, and people were acting like this was like a top five coach in the conference or something.
Yeah.
He and I'm not, and when I say that, people are like, well, you must be taking out the games vacated. No, that's vacated wins in there.
Yeah.
Losing record at Ole Miss. And I know there was the one year he went to, 10-2, I think, and won the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was awesome. That was like the crowning achievement. But again, it was with all these cheated players. But beyond, he was losing to Memphis. He was losing to Vanderbilt. He lost to Vanderbilt as many times as he beat Nick Saban.
Yeah.
He was never that good of a coach.
Yeah.
Or elite. You know what I mean? He's a good coach. But and then here's another thing. They were running tempo, RPO, and no one else was doing it.
Right.
Aside from Gus.
Right.
And now they all have that. So his gimmick shit, it doesn't work anymore because you have to adjust. And that's why he's failing at Auburn, because he's got nothing else in his bag.
Yeah. He's failing at adjustment. So, right. Mike, I think that's a great answer. And I want to get to Benny here. Benny emailed me, Mike, and this may be my fault. I may not have sent you this, but sent a wonderful email. And the question is, if Missouri pulled off the upset this week, right, what is the narrative after the game? Is Missouri elite and playoff title contender, or is Bama not good and no longer the Saban era? So, I mean, obviously he's a big Mizzou fan. What do you think the narrative would be after that game if Mizzou wins it?
Shane, I was going to wait till tomorrow to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
But I'm like at my wit's end here. I mean, these are some great fans, right? These Missouri people. But they got a problem, Shane. It's always, woe is us. Why is no one giving us respect? What do we got to do? Why do you keep talking about our schedules being easy? I mean, this is like 9 months of this shit. The Caden Green's out. Oh, my God. The sky's falling. We can't beat anybody. Hey, what if we beat Alabama? Nobody's going to be picking us to beat Alabama. If we beat Alabama, why is the narrative going to be, well, Alabama was overrated. Like, can you just, you are the elite, you have an elite football program in the Southeastern Conference, and you're acting like you got the Kentucky program, and no one respects you. I don't get it. I think it's just crazy talk. Like, you can't, this is like the exact opposite of the rest of the SEC, where they're, like, remember how all the bravado from Texas people?
Yeah.
And now they're just like gone into the wind because they're a failure. All these programs are, they fail year after year. Missouri keeps winning, and their fans are, they have not adjusted. They are not confident. They are, the world is against us. You're kicking ass. You should go into Alabama saying, we're going to whoop the shit out of them, and I don't care if you respect us or not, and we're just going to keep climbing the rankings. I don't understand why we've got to be here and be like, well, what mean thing will they say next when we whoop Alabama's ass? Just beat their ass and be happy with it. That's where I'm at. I'm kind of over all this.
I love it, man. I love it. Just kudos, man. Clip it. Put it up.
I mean, even at Media Days, remember we were on freaking Paul Feinbaum set. That was the question you got asked by a Mizzou fan. Why does no one respect our schedule?
Yeah.
I mean, this is tiresome.
Yes.
And you should beat Alabama on Saturday. It's a home game. Go do it, and you'll get your respect.
Call Billy Napier and see if he'd want that schedule. Ask a Florida fan right now. Billy got an extension with that schedule. Take advantage of it. You got half a week off the week before last because it was a cupcake team, and you had your bye week. You should be rested up. You should be ready to roll, and I'm with you. You should whoop Bama's ass. So you're there. Act like you've been it.
Right, and you know who is there?
Who?
The SEC Sean. He's gifted like 20 memberships this podcast. Shout out SEC Sean. He gifted Felix the Cat. Felix, welcome
to the family.
All right, food question, Shane.
Benny's like, well, damn, I kind of wish I did. Oh, Benny, sorry. That's my fault. I should have put it in earlier.
All right. Okay. Trey Tucker.
Yes.
Outstanding cousin. One of the best. If John Mateer plays and Oklahoma wins, does Texas make a bowl game?
If John Mateer plays and Oklahoma wins, does Texas make a bowl game? No. Oh, bowl game. Bowl game. Bowl game. Easy. Pump the brakes. Yeah, they make a bowl game.
The fact you had to think about that.
I thought you were going to say playoffs.
I think it's even worse, though.
Yeah.
The question should have been, if John Mateer does not play and they can't beat him,
yeah,
does Texas make a bowl game?
Hmm.
If you can't beat backup quarterbacks? Well, I think the answer is no.
No, the answer is no.
All right.
Yes.
Food question.
Yes.
Chili's Southwest egg rolls or Applebee's crispy pickle fries? I don't think I've had either
Chili's,
one of those.
Chili's, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay. Red Lobster endless shrimp or Olive Garden never eat ending pasta?
Shrimp. Shrimp. Yeah.
He hates that.
I hate Olive Garden. It's just crazy. I mean, the hype that Olive Garden gets, and don't get me wrong, there's some nice things on it. Like you talked about shrimp. I always get that fried shrimp fritta or whatever it's called. It's got peppers and it's basically not Italian, I don't think, you know. It's fantastic. The soup Toscana, Zuppa Toscana, fantastic. But other than that, the menu is just trash.
P.F. Chang's or Panda Express?
Well, I'm poor, so I know what I'm getting at Panda. P.F. Chang's is I've only been there a couple times, didn't have a bad meal there, but realistically, I'm going to be hitting Panda a lot more often.
But that one, would that be your preferred?
No. Give me P.F. Chang's if I had to pick.
Okay. When I was living at your place there, I would go to the Panda quite every Friday.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, we didn't have too many options around here, Mike.
Sbarro's or Fazoli's?
I don't think I've ever had the first one, so Fazoli's. I'm not a big Italian guy.
Sorry to cut you off, Shane.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yes.
This is important. John Mateer.
Yeah.
Injury report. Questionable.
He's been questionable for 2 weeks now.
Does that change anything for you?
No.
Okay.
Now, if you're can you get in trouble if you have too many questionables and they keep showing up on game day, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some of these coaches are getting fined for this bullshit.
Well, no, apparently they're not getting fined.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah. Then questionable it is. I think it's a good move. I'd put doubtful.
Yeah. Well, just keep playing the mind games.
Yeah. Lean into it, coach.
Okay, sorry. I was fired off at tweet. All right, here's another one, Shane.
Yes.
Wait, you've never been to Sbarro's, you said? Sorry. Totally caught me off guard with that. You've never been to the mall? When they have the pizza, the big New York style pizza. That's, I mean, they have it in every mall in the country, I feel like.
Morristown Mall?
Yeah, maybe not every. they have it at all the Knoxville malls.
Nah, I've never done it. Am I missing something? Is it that good?
I mean, when I was a kid, I loved it. It's probably mid now, you know what?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't. I love pizza. You know that. But
I think you'd like it. I really do.
You know what I like? I like P5 Cauldron.
Yeah!
SEC Mizzou beat Bama. Oh, beat Bama's ass. Still love you, even though you gave us a Come to Jesus song session.
All right.
That's what I like. That's what Mike wants. He wants confidence, man.
Yeah. And quit with the woe is me. You got an elite. Hell. I'm trying to think, how many other programs got it better than Missouri in the SEC right now?
Seriously.
Georgia?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
That's got it better than Mizzou?
That's like the list, isn't it?
That's got it better than... you're talking about just wins. Yeah.
Last couple years? Georgia?
Potentially, I mean, Ole Miss?
I'd say Ole Miss is just equal.
Yeah.
Not better.
Well, they got one more year of it, so that's the only thing I would argue. Right. Junior says Wendy's double stack or McDonald's McDouble. I go with McDouble.
Would you?
Yeah. My wife hates Wendy's, so I don't get – and it's like one of those, like, do we go to Wendy's and then McDonald's, and then I get mine, and it's colder by the time we get home. So it's an executive decision, so we hit McDonald's.
Final one from Cousin Trey.
Yes.
Rocky Road ice cream or mint chocolate chip?
Rocky Road. Mints. Mm. I'm not a mint guy. The only mints I would do is those little Andes back in the day, and that's just because we couldn't order dessert, so I get a handful of those bastards on the way home.
I can smell your breath on
here. John liked them, but that's because I probably wouldn't eat them, so that's a smart move, my brother.
Yeah, I've kind of, the mint, I'm was never a fan of it, kind of like you, but it's kind of, it's really grown on me these days.
I mean, even a mojito, I just, after one, I don't see how people get drunk off mojitos. It's just too much mint going on.
Mm. Well, I mean, I'm surprised you haven't put two and two together, Shane. You just double the alcohol.
I just take the mint out, you know?
And I guarantee you will get drunk.
Let me skip the middleman here.
Hey, too tall, appreciate the donation. If you had to spend the rest of your life living on an island, what five things would you bring and what five foods would you eat forever? Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Well, fire starter.
TV. Guess, like,
fishing rod. I mean, oh, well, you got food, so you don't need that.
Yeah, I'd bring a TV and a bed.
And a house.
I mean, can that be my things?
Yeah, air conditioning.
PlayStation.
Solar panels so I never run out of power. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty content with that. TV and satellite.
Let's say five things to eat. And you cannot have any other meals for the rest of your life, but you can have these five as many times as you want in this fantasy land.
Okay. That's a good one, man. I like General So chicken with white rice. I can do that multiple times. Pepperoni pizza, obviously.
Of all the pizzas, pepperoni.
Well, I mean,
you're a simple man.
Simple. It can be I really have enjoy, and you know what? Since we're doctoring it, pepperoni and hamburger. I like
there
that. The extra
go.
Cheese and crisp it so the crust is a little extra crispy. Mm. So that would be two. I would then say maybe like barbecue combo from any barbecue joint. So that way I have that barbecue taste. And then number four, man, we got to work dessert in here somewhere, right? It will go rocky road. Some type of ice cream. I don't really. I'm impartial as long as it doesn't have fruit and shit in it. And then number five, I would say. What would you say? Number five. I'll let you go while I think about number five.
You lost me as you got deep into your
culinary arts.
Yeah. Spaghetti and meatballs. I like. Stuff like that. My mom's spaghetti and meatballs.
Number five. I've got the barbecue. I should do some Mexican. So let me have some chicken and steak and shrimp fajitas. Because now I can like mix and match. It's smart, Shane.
You
smart.
Cheating bastard.
The triple dipper.
Well, you know who else is triple dipping, Shane?
Dakota.
Yeah, he just gets
thank
it
you, cuz.
To Japa. Japa. I hope I didn't butcher that.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Dakota.
Shit.
And then too tall. I got an idea. Midseason all conference team. Actually, we got Steven working on that as we speak. So he'll be back with that at some point next week.
These comments are getting out of hand, Mike.
SEC Sean, Lane Kiffin, brisket, or grass on a pasture?
Lane Kiffin brisket? Did he make brisket? Or grass on a pasture? I would say I'd rather have brisket than grass. What am I, Les Miles? Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't get it, but...
I'm sure there's probably a deeper meaning here, but
it's going over our heads.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, buddy. Anything else before we jump off here?
No. Be back on tomorrow with the picks. What do you got scheduled around lunchtime? Anything?
Yeah, quarterback power rankings.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, also of importance.
Yeah.
Caden Green, Missouri, left tackle.
Yes.
Questionable against Bama. Mm. So throwing that out there. Just looking at the injury report here. Tennessee, Gerard McCoy, out.
Yeah. But
that's to be expected. Florida's got about half a dozen guys questionable. Scooby Williams, questionable for A&M. Georgia, questionable. Offensive lineman, Monroe Freeling.
Yeah.
He's a big one. And Ernest Green, another one, questionable. Them dogs without some linemen, Shane, that'd be tough. LSU, probable. Mm-hmm. Running back, Caden Durham. That's great news. Yeah. Questionable. Receiver, Aaron Anderson against South Carolina. So some big-time injury updates as we close out the show. But, yeah, so we got multiple shows coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Quarterback rankings, predictions. And, yeah, I think that's going to do it. Anything else, brother?
Yep, got the shout-outs. And on those show notes, if you guys minimize and you hit the other ones, if you'll give it a thumbs up, just like this one, that means a lot to us. Today's shout-outs, I mean, we had a lot of them today. Appreciate JP putting the list together. Storm Chaser, Tony Mathis, Serial Killer, Liquid Flames, SEC Sean, Steven Up, Thomas Roberts, Augustus Palmer, Rolls Royce, Carl Judkins, Glenn Warshaw, Too Tall, Paul, Boomer Sooner, JD, WDE, Dakota, Ron Mexico, Mo Drinkin', P5, and Junior. I was 15 minutes late, so if I missed some, he apologized. And if you know who you are, I apologize because the Benadryl has kicked in. So I appreciate all the cousins hanging out. I appreciate all the questions. And be sure to have those notifications on because if we go live, you'll be notified.
All right, we appreciate you. We'll catch you tomorrow. Until then, we'll see you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.